What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, Austin Hallman is Proof Passport Bros Are Lames Who Go Overseas to Exploit Foreign Women for Sex. So what I have here, guys, is sunscreen. As you guys know, I live in South Florida. The sun here is very, very hot. And I was told by my doctors in Cancun that I need to start wearing sunscreen. Otherwise, even though I'm like 42, my face looks like it belongs to a 65-year-old man because of all the skin damage I've been getting, you know, because I never wore sunscreen before. And I can tell you, as somebody who's been wearing sunscreen now for probably a month and a half, that it actually does wonders for me. I mean, the skin damage, even though it's there, it has been minimized. My skin has cleaned up, it has brightened up, and it feels a lot more smoother. Not to mention, it feels moisturized, even though after all this is absorbed into the skin. So for you guys out there who live in hot climates, man, and you're out in the sun and you are very, very, and you easily tan like I do, consider doing sunscreen. Anyway, going back to the point of this video, that Austin Hallman, who is the king of the passport bros, is proof passport bros are lames who go overseas to exploit women for sex. Now, this video is a very, very important video for you guys out there, especially you passport bros out there, because at the end of the day, this all comes down to looks, okay? If Austin Hallman was one of those tall, good-looking Jamaican dudes with the fucking, what do you guys have it? Not the weave, you know, the weave is for the woman, you know, dregs, right? If he was one of those dudes, he would be celebrated wherever he goes. But because he is a lame, he is hated wherever he goes. As you guys know, Austin Hallman got kicked out of Brazil because he said that all Brazilian women are for sale. Guys, the minute a lame like Austin Hallman says all women are available for sale, this shows us that he is a creep who travels the world to exploit women for sex because he has dollars and they are poor. Guys, looks are the most important things out there. The difference between you ending up in prison versus you having the best sex of your life is looks, okay? I said this in my video, you know, a couple of months back when I was at the Beta Male pub. You know, I'm in the back, I got my table, I got my Diet Coke, I'm working on MGTOW.TV, and all the women at the Beta Male club are six and below, because all the hot women, they go down to West Palm, Miami. So all the women that come to the Beta Male pub, you know, they're all sub six, okay? And every now and then, you know, we might have a local Chad or a local Chad light come in, and of course all the women are there for him. So anyway, so I'm here I am sitting on my table working on MGTOW TV, and there's this girl, she's like a five, okay? And there's this short ass Mexican looking cholo dude, you know the Mexican guys, you know, he wasn't like fat or obese, you know, he wasn't like fucking 5'4", you know, I would say he was like 5'6", 5'7", but you know those Mexican dudes who look like they always been in a knife fight, you know, like the Mexican dudes who walk around, I cut you, bro. You know, his face looked like he's been in a knife fight. So this guy is hitting on this girl who's a five right in front of my table, and the bitch literally spat on him. And some of her spit actually like landed on me. You know, none of my business. I just continued doing my thing because obviously, you know, she's not disrespecting me. She's disrespecting this, you know, sub five cholo who's hitting on her. And she made a big scene. Security rushed over and they kicked him out. Yet the same girl will go up to Chad and 5 minutes later, she'll be with him in the bathroom moaning and screaming. So what's the difference between Chad and this cholo looking Mexican dude that security had, that she spat on and security kicked him out? looks. That's the only difference, okay? In Scotland right now, guys, they are writing a law in Scotland right now that if you're a guy and you talk about something that makes a woman feel uncomfortable, they will put you in prison up to 7 years. You guys out there need to understand something very, very, very important, okay? Women are nature's certain algorithm, like Sandman said, okay? Imagine if women got with incels, beta males, lames, and creeps like Austin Holloman. Society wouldn't be where it is today. Women are there to breed with big dick alpha male, fuck the whole universe, okay? So today, because we have an abundance of men out there, and a lot of men are fucking like Austin Holloman, beta male, incels, creeps. So what are women doing to get rid of these guys? You know, obviously women are not gonna walk around beating ugly men up or killing them. What they want to do is they want to imprison them. Trust and believe that law that's being written in Scotland right now. Any man who says anything that makes a woman uncomfortable, that man will go to prison up to 7 years. That law is only for guys like Austin Holloman who are incels, creeps, and lames. The Chads, the Tyrones, they can fucking beat the shit out of a woman and she'll even want them more. I drove cab in LA, so I've seen this with my eyes, where men would literally beat the shit out of a woman, and guess what? She wants him even more. Why? Because he's a fucking Chad, okay? You black guys out there who are following Austin Holloman, you need to understand, at the end of the day, looks, okay? If you go back to alpha male strategies, what did alpha male strategies tell you from day number one? Manipulate a woman's hypergamy by telling her, Jay-Z is my cousin and wearing a fake Rolex, shit like that. You know, what's Austin Holloman telling you? Go overseas and exploit foreign women for sex, okay? None of these guys are telling you, hey bro, the fact that you're actually listening to me, you a fugly looking dude, they don't tell you that truth, okay? You guys need to understand something very important. Men are biologically wired to have sex. Now, I'm not gonna go as far as to say we have the right to have sex, because that means you can, you know, go up and rape a woman, okay? And again, women are nature's sorting algorithm. Women are not supposed to have sex with beta male men, okay? So throughout human history, guys, throughout human history, wars were fought for pussy. Now granted, the king may have fought the war to get, you know, another kingdom's resources and land, but the men who are actually fighting the war, they're doing it to get laid. They're doing it so they can kill other men and rape their woman. I've said it before and I've said it again. All wars that men go fight in, it's either to dying to rape or raping, okay? All wars were fought so men can rape women. That's just how it is. Today, obviously, we don't have any wars. So what do lames and creeps like Austin Holloman do? They go overseas and they exploit women, okay? Now, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Austin Holloman, under the threat of legal and criminal action, he had to flee Brazil. In fact, Brazil is actually building a case against Austin Holloman. I think the Philippines are doing the same thing. Why? Because again, he is a lame. Lame equals creep. Now, I am Mitwali. I'm all for pay to play, guys. I mean, as long as it's legal in the country you go to. I've done pay to play. I've done pay to play in Mexico. I've done pay to play in Colombia. It's perfectly legal over there. But there's a big difference between me and Austin Holloman. You know, Austin Holloman is like a 5'6". I think he's like 5'6", 5'7". Look at him. The guy makes Steve Urkel and Carlton Banks look cool. That's how lame Austin Holman is. You know, I, on the other hand, I'm 6'3", 250 pound. So with me, ain't no woman gonna call me Amr Mitwalli a fucking creep or a fucking lame simply because of the size. And again, guys, this is fucking sunscreen. Give it about 15 more minutes. It's going to be, you know, absorbed by the skin. The point here I'm trying to tell you guys, at the end of the day, it comes down to looks, okay? Like QB Willie said, territory doesn't matter. If you can't get pussy here in America, you're not gonna get pussy overseas, okay? Woman know a man who pays. Woman know a man who pays for sex because he's a creep versus a man who can get pussy because he's hot. Women know that, okay? Again, this is part of a woman's nature to make sure she's dealing with an alpha male and not some, you know, fraudster who's gonna manipulate her by saying, you know, fucking Jay-Z is my cousin, you know, some dumb shit like that, like AMS tells you to tell him. And it's imperative for you guys out there to understand that women love a man who sleeps around. This is why women go after fuckboys, okay? A fuckboy is pre-approved, you know? It's called selection, you know? He's a select, like Ram Wello says. By the way, guys, instead of wasting time subscribing to AMS and fucking Steve Urkel, you know, my apologies to Steve Urkel, because I'm dissing, you know? You know, when I was growing up, guys, in the 80s and 90s, if you called somebody Steve Urkel, you'd fight right there. I don't care where you are. You know, you're on a bus, you're on a train, you're in the middle of a class. You call somebody Steve Urkel back in my days, you fighting right then and there on the spot. And now I actually have to apologize to Steve Urkel because Austin Holman, this is Steve Urkel. He makes Steve Urkel look good, so... Why women love fuckboys, guys? Fuckboys is because fuckboys are select, like Ram Wells says. You know, the Texan Prince, he did a video the other day about this guy. He was a Chad, and he slept with like 60 to 70 women. And the girl that he was talking to, she was like, I don't judge. Yeah, he's a fucking Chad. This is what you guys out there need to understand. If you sleep around with women, the more women you sleep around with, the more women will love you. This is why women are attracted to fuckboys, but they avoid lames like Austin Holman. And for you guys out there who do the whole pay-to-play thing, guys, prostitutes don't count. I know a lot of guys out there like to include prostitutes in their body count. It doesn't work like that, okay? Prostitutes are like shooting fish in a barrel, okay? You don't count prostitutes in your body count. Now, if the girl slept with you for free, okay, cool, okay? But if you're paying a bitch money, that does not count as a body count, okay? That's pay to play, and women hate guys who do pay to play. Again, for somebody like me, Amr Mitwalli, I'm in town. I'm not gonna walk, you know, I'm not gonna spend 4 or 5 hours, you know, walking around the club, you know, hey baby mama, what you doing tonight, you know? Shit, I got shit to do. I don't mind going to a brothel, going to one of those websites, and 5-10 minutes later, wham bam, thank you ma'am, I got myself a hottie, okay? But people like Austin Holman, every woman knows Austin Holman can't get a woman. They all know that, whether it's an American woman, whether it's a Brazilian woman, whether it's a Filipino woman, they all know how Austin Holman is a fucking lame who has to exploit women for sex, okay? In fact, Austin Holman recently did a video from Cambodia, okay? Just to let you guys know, Cambodia is the capital for guys who want to go have sex with underage women. That's a fact. That's not even a personal opinion, guys. Okay? It's a known fact that if you go to Cambodia, keep your motherfucking mouth shut. Why? Because a lot of guys, they go out there, they exploit women, they might even sleep with underage women. Now, you guys need to understand, okay? As a U.S. citizen, you can't sleep with under 18 women no matter where you go. Even if it's legal in the country to sleep with a woman under the age of 18, you, as an American citizen, you cannot sleep with underage woman no matter where you go, unless, of course, you plan on renouncing your U.S. citizenship or you plan on never ever going back to America, kind of like how Roman Polanski did. So you guys out there need to understand, man, if you go to Cambodia, you sleep with an underage woman, and I know you passport bros, you're all gonna get on the internet and you're gonna be like, yo dog, I slept with this 15-year-old girl. That's all the U.S. government needs to put you in jail for a prison for a very, very long time. Now, Austin Holman, he was at a sex market out in Cambodia, and he had like a red line on the bottom of his video. He had a statement in the bottom of his video where he said something along the lines of, I don't condone men paying for sexual services. Sorry, bro. The minute you said all women are for sale in Brazil, the cat is out of the bag. The toothpaste is out of the tube. There is no going back. Austin, you will forever be known as a lame-ass creep who exploits women for sex. And all of you guys out there who wanna be passport bros, you're no better than Austin. Again, as men, we are biologically wired to want sex, okay? However, the way you passport bros carry yourself is no good. It's actually very bad. In fact, a lot of the OG black men who travel, you know, like Black Man Travels, you know, go sub to Black Man Travels channel. He's on MGTOW TV. He's on YouTube. He's about my age, maybe, you know, a couple of years older than me. He got his shit together. You know, he has his own business. You know, he doesn't have to have a GoFundMe page like Austin Holman, so you guys can, you know, fund his travels, you know. And unlike Austin Holman, he doesn't shell out his Cash App every 5 seconds, so you can send him money so he can buy prostitutes with it. So go to Black Man Travels, his channel. He's an OG, and, you know, he's not a fan of the passport bro movement because you guys, you put all your shit out there on the internet like fucking Austin Holman, you know. Now, wherever lame black men show up, they're going to be associated with passport bro movement. In fact, there was a channel called Stimulate, and they exposed Austin Holman for being a criminal. Now, Austin Holman is being looked at as a criminal in Brazil. God knows how many other countries are actually filing criminal charges on Austin Holman behind the scenes. So in that channel, you know, the video that Stimulate did about Austin Holman, there was a white dude in the comment section who owns real estate property in Pattaya, Thailand, and he's like, this passport bro movement thing might be bad for my business because, you know, these passport bros, you know, they're gonna come here, they're gonna ruin the vibe of Pattaya, and people will not want to come here anymore because it's gonna be taken over by passport bros. And I actually left him a comment and I told him, hey bro, you can't stop the Negroid hordes. These people are gonna come over to Pattaya, they're gonna ruin Pattaya. If you're smart, liquidate every asset you have in Pattaya right now, because these passport bros, they're gonna ruin your business. See, this is why they don't allow black people in white people neighborhood, because you drive down the property value, okay? You know, I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again. In the Jewish community, you never ever see black people in the Jewish community unless those black people are actually vetted by us to not be fucking passport bros, lames, hoochie mamas, chiniquas, shenanies, okay? Listen, I, Amar Metwali, will be more than happy to have AMS live next to me, because I've said it before, AMS is not black. AMS is a fellow Hebrew like me. He just takes advantage of black guys by telling you to manipulate women, while I, Amar Metwali, I tell you black people the truth, but yet you say I'm hating on you. Guys, I'm telling you the truth, man. people outside of Western world, people don't like you, okay? People of color don't like black people. That's just how it is, okay? They may tolerate you, you know, as long as you're not a nuisance, but they don't like black people. You know, Egypt, where I'm from, even though Egypt is in Africa and is surrounded by black people, they don't like black people, you know. In fact, there's a YouTuber here on YouTube, obviously, you know, QB Willie knows him. He was in Egypt, and the security forces in Egypt wanted to give him trouble. But when they found out that he's an American citizen and not some African black, you know, they laid off of him. But this just goes to show you guys, people of color don't like blacks. Why? Because you are a nuisance to them. Now, again, most people of color, countries like Colombia, Brazil, Egypt, they will put up with, they will tolerate black people as long as they're not a nuisance. But the second black people become a nuisance or be perceived as a potential nuisance, that's when the government is going to come after you. So it's not the cartels you have to worry about. And to be honest with you guys, I would not be surprised if the U.S. government in cahoot with cartels in Latin America are telling the cartels, hey man, when these passport bros show up, you know, murder them, we don't care. Because like Tupac Shakur said, one black, you know, a dead black man is one less black man the U.S. government has to worry about. And again, Tupac Shakur was actually murdered by the CIA because, like me, he was telling you guys the truth. Now, for those of you guys who don't know, Tupac Shakur, he came from a family of people who had dealings with the CIA. So this is how they murdered him, because he was like one of them. And then he got a conscience and turned against him. You know, I was actually, the CIA wanted to recruit me back in my Hollywood days in 2006. I told them go F themselves. So, you know, I don't have to worry about the CIA trying to off me, because, you know, I didn't play ball with them. But the point that I'm trying to get to you guys out there is that I think the U.S. government is strategically trying to get rid of past black people, in particular lames, by having you guys go overseas, you know. And again, imagine you go to Latin America and you get murdered over there. You know, how many stories have we read of black men going to Colombia, you know, wearing the fake Rolex, and they got murdered by, you know, criminals over there. We saw the story of, you know, four black people who went into the Mexican border from Texas, I think, and they got murdered, right? Like two of them got murdered by the cartels. Again, I think the U.S. government in cahoots with the cartels in Latin America and other criminal organizations, I genuinely think that they're trying to, the U.S. government wants to murder passport bros. Also, another thing is, if the criminal organizations in those countries don't get to you, the government will. Like I said, you know, when I was my last day in Yeras Park, you know, all these passport bros were going to Yeras Park in Medellin, because that's where Austin Holman, your king, told you to go. The police was shaking down black men. They were stopping black men, asking them, you know, hey, where is your passport? You know, what are you doing here? Right? Why? Because passport bros were, you know, passport bros were going up to pretty much any girl in Yeras Park, propositioning her for sex. You guys need to understand something, man. These foreign countries, they're not going to put up with the same shit that white people put up with here in America, okay? The last thing people of color in a foreign country want is black men hitting on their wives, knocking up their daughters with bastard children, half-foos, and you guys walking around town thinking you own the place. They don't want that type of degeneracy that black people represent. This is why I'm telling you, if you black people start doing the same shit you do overseas as you do here in America, the local people will come after you, the criminal organization will come after you, and the local police force will come after you, okay? You guys need to understand, the shit you black people do here in America and get away with, you try to do that overseas, you're not gonna get away with it. And you guys need to understand, man, the US government is not gonna come to help you if they take you to prison in a foreign country, okay? If anything, the US government behind closed doors will be high-fiving the governments that put black people in prison. Again, people of color don't like black people. It might be racist, it might be mean, it's a fucking fact. Deal with it. So at the end of the day, guys, you need to understand, man, Austin Holman single-handedly made all passport bros the equivalent of lame creeps who exploit foreign women for sex. Right now, Brazil knows about you, Thailand knows about you, Cambodia knows about you, Philippines knows about you. Guys, you need to understand something very, very important. Wherever Austin Holman goes, that's going to be known as a haven for creeps and lames who want to exploit women, local women, for sex. Now, I think maybe Austin Holman is a CIA asset who is doing this on behalf of the US government simply so black men can go overseas and get murdered and imprisoned by, you know, the local governments over there. But at the end of the day, guys, Austin Holman is doing you way more damage than good. And this is why I tell you guys out there, you black men, you need to travel and move in silence. Don't put your shit up on the internet like this, okay? Because you're gonna self-incriminate yourself, you know? The minute Austin Holman said all Brazilian women are available for sale, that's when he became a creep. That's when he became a degenerate. That's when he became a sex exploiter. And this is why the government, the Brazilian government, can build a case against him, okay? So you black guys out there, if you're gonna listen, I have no problem with black guys going overseas. In fact, you know, Austin Holman, believe it or not, Austin Holman wasn't the first black guy to go overseas, guys. Black guys have been doing this since the 60s and 70s, okay? They just keep to themselves, they respect the people, the culture, the country, and they move in silence. Austin Holman and the other passport bros are the total and complete opposite. They don't respect the people, they don't respect the culture, they don't respect the country. They're loud, they're lewd, they're obnoxious. They put literally everything on the internet for the world to see, and they exploit the local woman. This is a recipe for absolute disaster, guys. So this is what this whole video is about for you black men out there, okay? If you're following AMS, if you're following Austin Holman, you are a creep. That's just how the world sees you. Listen, I'm not saying Austin Holman is a bad person, okay? Austin Holman could be the nicest, kindest person you'll ever meet. You know, he might be a kind-hearted person, and that's cool. But the problem here is it all comes down to looks. That's all it comes down to, guys. It comes down to looks. Being a nice, kind person, when it comes to women, it doesn't mean jack squat. You know, for me, Amer Mitwali, as long as you can provide me a value, you know, meaning, for example, let's say, you know, you're an ugly Indian dude, but yet you can make my computer work great, I'm happy. I don't care if you're fugly, I don't care if you're a carousel, but not with woman. Again, going back to what Sandman said, women are nature's sorting algorithm. Their job is to sleep with big dick fuck the whole universe so they can have alpha children, so they can keep society, so they can keep civilization progressing, okay? So when these women see lames and creeps like Austin Holman go into their country, they want to get rid of you. Again, all these laws that are now being introduced and passed to jail men for making women uncomfortable, these laws are aimed at getting rid of incels like Austin Holman. This is what you guys out there need to understand. Guys, if women can go like this, and all the incels out there like Austin Holman, if they were to like magically die, that would be the best. This is what I want you guys out there to understand. Women don't care if you shovel snow. Women don't care if you work on the power grid. Women don't care if you work on their car. All women care about, are you hot? If you're not hot, the woman don't want you to exist, or the very least, they don't want you to approach them. For example, again, going back to, before I close out this video, going back to the pub I was at, you know, a couple of months ago, and the Mexican dude, you know, the I told you guys, you know, the cholo looking Mexican dude whose face was, you know, looks like he was in a machete fight, you know. He was in the pub, and he's been to that pub many times before, and, you know, cool, no problem, okay? Women were not like, hey, kill this guy, you know, hey, security, kick this guy out. It was the very second this sub-5 cholo tried hitting on a woman, that's when women were that's when women spat on him. That's when a woman made a big scene. That's when security kicked him out. So you guys out there need to understand, if you are like Austin Holman, you're a lame, you're a fucking creep, you're an incel, stay in your own lane, don't approach women, don't acknowledge women. The second you acknowledge women, that's it, that's when women go ballistic. You guys need to understand, these Brazilian feminists who want to see Austin Holman thrown in prison, it's not so much because he might have done something illegal or not. It's because how dare this fucking lame ass creep try to exploit women for sex. You guys need to understand, in a woman's brain, it's illegal for incels, creeps, and lames like Austin Holman to have sex. Let me say that one more time. In a woman's brain, it's illegal for creeps, incels, and lames like Austin Holman to have sex. Again, like Sandman said, women are nature's certain algorithm. Their job is to refuse the sperm of guys like Austin Holman. So when guys like Austin Holman go to the third world and, you know, they exploit the woman over there because they have money, that drives women insane. And I'm letting you guys know, okay, men too hate it when fugly ass men go overseas to exploit their woman. Listen, I'm 6'3", 250 pound, guys. I can go overseas and women and their parents would love me simply because 6'3", 250 pound, decent looking, okay? Now, before I end this video, guys, I've been doing a lot of face maxing in the past 6 months. I've spent about, I don't know, maybe $4,000, you know. I got, you know, I had my cheek fat pad removed from the inside of my cheeks. I had collagen inserted into my skin. I had fillers in this area. I had also fillers build up my jawline. I had fat removed from my neck area. So obviously I'm now using sunscreen, as you guys can see, to reverse the aging process. So instead of you guys out there listening to AMS, listening to this fucking creep Austin Holman, spend money on your face, okay? Because again, as long as you're over 5'7", as long as you have a decent body. If you have an let's say you're a 5'8" dude, you have an attractive face and you have a decent body. That's all you need, guys. You know, here in America, they want 6'4" in America. But when you go overseas, you know, if you go to the Philippines, the average Filipino is like, what, 5'3", 5'4"? So let's say you're fucking 5'8", or 5'7". You're still taller than the average Filipino. So at the end of the day, guys, it comes down to face. That's the most important thing out there. Consider getting nose surgery. Consider lip reduction, which what I had. Guys, go to a real fucking doctor and say, yo, man, what can I do to make my face look attractive? This is what you guys out there need to be doing. This is what AMS and Austin Holman should be telling you. But they don't tell you that because they want you to call them up on the phone like AMS, you know, $1,000 an hour. So he can tell you, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. You know, fucking Austin Holman wants you to fund his GoFundMe. You know, the guy is asking $75,000. You know, guys, I've traveled to more countries than fucking, I was going to say Steve Urkel, but out of respect for Steve Urkel, I can't, you know, compare Austin Holman to Steve Urkel because I'll be dissing Steve Urkel now. That's how bad Austin Holman is. So the point here that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there, when I travel, I never ever asked people for money when I travel. I never had a GoFundMe. I never said, hey guys, I'm overseas. Can you guys cash app me a couple of $100 right now so I can fucking buy a prostitute like Austin Holman? But hey, at the end of the day, guys, what you guys out there really should be doing is getting your face to look good. That's what you should be doing, okay? And like QB Willie said, you don't have to be fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger. As long as you can show a six-pack, as long as you have a six-pack, your body is toned, you don't even have to have a gym membership. You know, just eat right, maybe go run around the neighborhood once or twice a week. As long as you got like a six-pack going, that's all women care about. So as long as you have like a six-pack going, you're at least, you know, 5'7". You know, you got a full head of hair, hopefully. You know, you're not wearing glasses, you know. Fucking 2023. I got LASIK like 20 years ago, man. And you have a decent looking face. That's all you need. You don't need to be fucking, you know, going to Cambodia, going to a sex market and fucking buying prostitutes in Cambodia, man. As long as the face is good, the body is good, and you're at least 5'7", that's all you guys need. Again, AMS and Austin Holman, they're not going to tell you that, because if they tell you that, you're not going to give them money. You're just going to go actually spend that money on your motherfucking self, which you should do. And again, guys, if you're like me, you're in a town for X amount of time, you're not the type of guy to go to the pub and be like, yo, baby mama, what you doing tonight? It's okay to do pay to play every now and then, as long as it's legal in the country that you're in and the bitch is 18 or older. And this is why you guys should go to like brothels and these websites, because they verify that the woman are, you know, 18 and above. Don't go to a fucking street market in Cambodia like Austin Holman, because you don't know, man. You know, that girl could be 15, 16, you know, she won't tell you. And as far as we know, there could be like FBI agents over there purposely hooking you up with 15, 16 year old girls so they can build a case against you. You guys need to understand, man, just because you're not in America doesn't mean the US government can come after you. So that's my video for you guys. You passport bros out there, call yourself a GU Maxer. Or don't call yourself anything at all. Again, I'm not against black people going overseas. I'm just against black people doing what Austin Holman is doing, which is disrespecting the people, disrespecting the culture, putting all their business on the internet for people to see without their consent, you know, exploiting their woman, shit like that, okay? So, bottom line here, guys, do not be associated with the passport bro movement, because I am telling you, as black men who go overseas, One too many of you go overseas, you cause trouble, you exploit women. And I'm telling you guys, if you go overseas as a black man and you hit on a man's mother or you knock up his daughter, I'm telling you, they will fucking kill you. I'm not gonna call it murder even at that point, because you deserve it, okay? And guess what? The government is gonna be like, cool, one less black man we have to worry about. And the US government, they're gonna high five the cartel or the police who murdered you, because again, like Tupac Shakur, every black man who's dead is one less black man the US government has to worry about. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace.